This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'm sitting in for Vincent today. You know, I just don't know how somebody that is a farmer manages to make the show as often as he does when it's, you know, during daylight hours. I know some other farmers that do nighttime shows when it's, you know, dark out and you can't do things. But, you know, we get to excuse them now and then. Well, it's Thursday here, and that means it's time for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, John. Thank you for piloting today. I'm very concerned about Vincent. This is the first time, and how many years have I been doing radio with him now? I mean, I'm amazed. I mean, I hadn't even thought about it. It was just something I did every Thursday, and I miss him. And I miss actually being with him. His ideas, his way of seeing things is so, I was just writing a letter to J.C. Cole and, from something that Gerald Clark had said on an interview, regarding some of my early work. And, I miss all of you guys, and I wished we lived closer. I wished we lived closer, not because we were in a bunker, but because, you know, this is a type of stimulation, a type of way of seeing things that's quite different than my own. And I miss that. I like that other side of the perspective. The way Vincent looks at things is very interesting. I'm going to miss him if he... we'll just wait and see what happens. I hope everything's going to be okay today.
I know I'm starting to feel my age a bit,
I know that's fine.
Yeah, given the shape of the world, I am really glad I'm not a young man today.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a child going through school. This is crazy. I would not survive it. I know I wouldn't. I know that I would be. I'm very blessed to not have to deal with some of the things that children have to deal with now. Good Lord.
And the attacks are coming from so many directions.
What do you mean? What is, when you say facts,
attacks.
I'm just looking at another article, and I'm not sure it was either J.C. Cole or Joey that sent that one to me. That was about how now science is losing credibility because of the GMO studies and the pharmaceutical industry and the related marketing thing. I remember a time in physics when it was accepted and allowed it that you would go off into blue sky not knowing where it was going to lead you in terms of your research. Blue sky means you've got wide open field, you can go anywhere you want to, and it's open and important to find out what is not there. And, you know, like finding it's a dead end, to know that. But today, I watched it change from the 70s to the 80s, where in the 80s, it was already assumed that if this somebody did not have, you were doing, have application to something that's going on in marketing, it was not funded. And that was in the 80s. That was the change in the sciences. It was as if everybody felt we already have enough knowledge. Now what we're going to do is prosper. And it was, the prosper was defined as the American dream, and it was somehow related to your incomes and status with the kind of car you drove and the way you lived in this kind of a house over that. And that all changed in the 80s. That's what I saw happen in the sciences, where they no longer were interested in new technology. It is not so way like in cell phones and the related, I don't know what you even call them anymore, these iPhones and smart computers and things of that nature. We had already gotten into qubit forms of technology, and so algorithms were going, and that was the AI. But that's about it. There wasn't breakthroughs like a solid-state physics. There weren't breakthroughs. I remember when all of solid-state physics first started with integrated circuits and monolithic circuits and or type of logic systems, binary. And then everything changed, and then nobody cared anymore because it was about marketing and the new advances of, look what my phone does. It turns itself on and off all by itself and wakes me up and tells me what to do. You know, I don't get it. I don't know why people don't realize that we're asleep and that we all of us need to start waking up and taking a closer look at why we do what we do each day. Because for me, a lot of it's meaningless.
You know, I had an experience early on in my Air Force career that I didn't realize what it was telling me at the time. There's ACM, Association for Computing Machinery, and they had a conference in St. Louis. I was at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, so that's about a half hour away. I went over, and one of the sessions I picked up on was talking about this new processor from Intel that they were working on called the 386 chip, and that they expected this to be used for front-end network processors. Now, that term is probably meaningless to 99% of the people out there, but the front-end processor is the cabinet on a mainframe that talks to the terminals, and they thought that it was going to standardize around this. Now, keep in mind, this was probably around, I think it was winter, like February, March 1980. The IBM PC didn't come out until later in 81. So it was still very, very early in the small computer experience for most of the public. And the 386 didn't get released in the small computer format until, I believe, it was like 87.
Yeah, that was like before. That was after Wang, and that, I remember. Did you work with Wang computer?
They had Wang word processors at the Pentagon that I used.
Yeah, that's what we used. We had Wang back in the late 70s, early 70s. Actually, early 70s when I was at Boeing, we had Wang. Yeah. Early 70s.
Yeah, you think about that. They had that chip in the pipeline in 87. There's such a a long planning curve. They knew about that. So translate it that into all this other stuff that's being forced upon us. With the smartphones, the upgraded cellular communications, 5G is coming out, which is going to enable the Internet of Everything and the virtual and augmented reality.
You know, I remember when I was at MIT in 1967, Corning was offering a very special, I took a graduate course on NOR NAND logic using fluidic devices. back in 67, solid-state physics was known to not be safe in outer space because it had a half-life of 8 years on their Chuck Sum Error things from gamma rays, and it was not reliable in space. And so this is the old monolithic circuits. And so they offered a course which later became object-oriented, where Corning had developed computers that were smaller than the ones using integrated circuits that would work well in space because they worked with Schmidt triggers and were puffs of air in a binary system, a go, no go, but it was based on NOR NAND logic. Neither this nor that. And that system was a two-part system over the originals and, or, and not. It's not this and this, or it's this and that, and, or this nor that. And you could go and have logic systems that would be able to function with three. And just by doing two, nor NAND, made the thing 20 times faster and 20 times smaller in information logic systems in the way you would write the code. That was a long, long time ago, and the whole thing was on marketing. And the reason we went into solid-state physics is because the computer would at some point become old, and you would have to replace it, unlike a DeLorean. It was a metaphor, and that's what I saw happening in the 60s, and then in the 70s, it was still open to the sciences, but by the time the 80s rolled around, there was a paradigm shift in why we did what we did and studied what we studied. And you were in the Pentagon in the 80s, I was there in the 70s, and it was... That's impressive that you were there. I heard that when I did John B. Wells, he mentioned your name.
For good, I hope.
Conference or something down in Texas?
Yes. In fact, it's right my back door here in Dallas. It's the Hear the Watchman Conference.
How come I wasn't invited? I'd love to spend some time with you again. That's the only way I get to meet anybody is by going to these conferences and things. I meet Joey or Vincent or you.
We'll talk about that when we get back from the break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. And we were starting to talk about the Hear the Watchman conference before the break. And the link for that is on my website. If you go to the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, pretty much all of the posts I have there have that as the top link. The website is hearthewatchmen.com. The conference starts way too soon for me, March 31st. I have so much more work to do, and goes through April 2nd. One of the big names there is going to be L.A. Marzulli. The topics haven't been announced yet, so I don't know what he's going to be talking about. Derek and Sharon Gilbert from Skywatch TV, John B. Wells, Pastor Paul Begley is going to be doing the Sunday service. We have Russ Dizdar, the spiritual warfare is really so far beyond what, if it's even talked about in your church. I know it's not talked about in mine. Michael Boldea, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Crone had a excellent presentation last year's conference. I cover spy tech and things like that here on USA for Paris, and he put together a DVD set that the artificial intelligence, the robots, the drones, and just to see that all put together with all those videos was kind of jaw-dropping. Coach Dave Dobemeyer, pastor called Gallups. If you listen to Hagman, you might have heard him about 3 months ago. He was part of Sheriff Arpaio's posse on the birth certificate, and he talked about that on the Hagman show. Josh Tolley, who has the show here on Genesis, exact same time as USA Prepares, but, you know, again, Genesis, you know, lets you have the podcast for free, so if you want to listen to both, it's not a problem. Josh Peck, part of the Skywatch TV group, as is Jake Rukowski. Pastor Mike Spaulding is going to be there. Pastor Casper McLeod. I only knew him as a musician from Knoxville. I didn't realize his background is quite interesting, and he's got a lot of great information about the Shroud of Turin. And then Mike Norris, who was involved with the Armageddon movie, and Lisa Haven. So it's quite a group that's going to be there. And if you use my last name, Reagan, R-A-G-A-N, that will get you $20 off the tickets. And they have now opened up the live streaming, which it's an outrageous, just only $39 for the entire conference. And you, I get to go back and watch for 30 days after the conference. And if you use the code Reagan5, R-A-G-A-N, and the numeral 5, you get 5% off the live stream costs as well. So that's what's coming up in less than a month.
I wished I had a chance to meet some of these people. That's, you know, I remember when I worked for Chuck Walters at Acres USA, and Chuck, you know, I was a keynote speaker with some of the other things that, you know, that were in agriculture, and I remember that my growth came from meeting other speakers rather than what I was talking about to the audience. That's where my personal growth came, was meeting the other speakers and finding new ideas and how to integrate my own worldviews. And that's what made me able to write such things as my encyclopedia in alternative agriculture. I got to meet Dan Scow. I got to meet these kinds of people that were doing things that I had no idea about, like animal husbandry. It was exciting. That's what it is for a speaker. You know, you get to meet other speakers.
Yeah. This is John Reagan with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We had just talked about the Hear the Watchman conference, and just to put my probably my last word on that for today is what's so great about the venue for this conference is everybody's in the same room. The speakers are one at a time, so you don't have that difficult decision to make. You know, which one do you listen to? And then you have to wait and, watch your live stream to get the recording or buy the DVD later, which you may want to do anyway, because so many of these presentations
You have to watch more than once to get everything, but you know it's great, especially for the speakers, because that allows us to be in the room too to listen to the other speakers. Like you were saying, you learn so much from the people that's done all this fantastic research.
Back in when I was writing in agriculture and first met Chuck Walters, I was pro Roundup. At that time, Tilth had just begun in Washington. Tilth had not even started yet in Oregon. It was just brand new and certified organic. And we all felt that Roundup was safe because it broke down into all the inorganic salts within 10 days. That's why you didn't want it to have rain, because it was it actually stopped the root from being able to use photosynthesis, and it killed the plant, broadleaf. That all changed when we realized today that the research that was being reported in areas that were not our expertise, like I was a physicist, so I'm not looking in agronomy and the peer review that would be present in scientists calling on each other's, questioning each other's research. And that's the type of thing I meant about the change in things was in the 80s when that technology was no longer sacred. And the concept of a scientist trying to lie about his, I like that new liquid hydrogen metal that they're talking about now, where it's in a metal form that turns out to be bogus research, and a physicist actually lied about his research and things. It's an embarrassment in the sciences to realize that the peer review is no longer sacred in terms of calling each other and challenging each other on technical issues. And I've watched this deteriorate to a point today where you can't trust anything anymore. I mean, nothing being reported by anybody, me included, is suspect. I mean, you can't presume just because I'm a good old man that I'm telling you the truth. It's important that where I always started with myself in the sciences was that I tried to get as good as solid an understanding of the physics of something, and then I went inside myself when I didn't know and followed my instinct. That's what made me a good scientist. My instinct of knowing my material, the part I did know, and then trusting myself in trying to make the right decision in which way to go in studying something. That's one of the reasons when you came to a fork in the road, you always went internal to determine which way you wanted to go. Because if you did logic and the upper brain is going to sit there and it's like it has to do with belief systems. It's there. Your upper brain is there to make your beliefs true. And so I've watched scientific bias when they want something to happen because they want it so bad that that's the way they see the data. And there's nobody to call them on it anymore, because I remember when Carnegie Mellon came out with 36 of 38 people reviewing the thing about chemtrails, and 36 peer-reviewed scientists said it's contrails. Now, that's because Carnegie Mellon is not to be trusted as a source of peer review. Most are based on who's getting what grants. All funding is coming mostly from the federal government now in those areas of research, and you can't trust, because the only people they'll fund are the ones that are complying with rules rules and regulations on what we're going to say and what we're going to do in our research laboratories. And that's what I meant about the blue sky difference between what's going on today and the way it used to be as I remembered it. And I, you know, stepped away at that time when it changed and went into agriculture. And when I came back, as I am today, trying to work as an armchair physicist because I don't have my toys anymore to go into a laboratory and vet something literally, I have to work on my instinct. And I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed for most of the sciences that are happening today. It's an embarrassment. Anthropology, some of the things that they're doing now in anthropology are interesting, but I'm highly suspect. They've just unearthed down in Popo, more in that Clovis culture that had a facility or a city that was bigger than New York City and would appear to have had, as of last week they determined, space travel. Now, that's a previous epoch that turned into the Hopi. And they talk, that's 5,000 years ago. And when you go into mythology and you read about Hindu philosophy about the Brahmana and some of the other concepts of chariots that flew in the sky, you have to understand that we've been here before. And we're going to, unfortunately, have everything, the Clovis, that culture that had space travel, that culture crawled out of a cave. And if you go to France, they have in the Cavern of Dreams or the Cave of Dreams, that they found artifacts on the walls, the paintings that would, oh, look, that's a bison. That's drawn from a caveman. On closer inspection, you realize that the dots and what appear to be little dots or something around the eye are actually a star constellation, literally, precision. And then you go down to another cave in France, and it's in reverse because it was witnessed from space. Now, what does that suggest to you? And why in Antarctica today they are evacuating all citizens? That's ungodlike. Now, godlike is a Christian posting place, godlike projections, and you have to go in there with you know, your bullshit meter at some level to try to read through lines on what is and is not. And yet, something is happening in Antarctica today, and I have no clue what it is. I've listened to David Wilcock, others that would suggest that they have discovered down in below the mantle, that's 100 miles below the caves I was in, in Antarctica, where the Nazis were. 100 miles below that, they're finding some kind of ancient alien artifact like a city. And they're evacuating. That doesn't, you know, the way the godlike projection put it is, it isn't that it was ancient and abandoned, like Wilcox and others have suggested. Now it suggests there's something down there, and that's why they brought all the world leaders in there. And there was a stalemate or a rejection of what was said, and now we're at war with something. I have no idea what it all means. And I'm not there, so I can only speculate, and it gets creepier from there. Have you heard anything about that, John?
I've been following the closest I've heard to what you talked about at the beginning there is that they're getting all of the civilians out of there, and it's just military only.
Exactly. What does that suggest? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the part I don't know. And I am going to say that my instincts say that there's way, way more going on right now than has been disclosed to the public, and that I can only fathom what it possibly might imply. And I have seen technologies that the Nazis were after that were from previous epochs. And yet, we are today in forms of technology that deal with fire. You know, radiation, electromagnetic radiation, electric current grids, that kind of thing. This is the sixth epoch, if you play that biblical game, where we are at the so-called end of days on our sixth epoch, and that we have just encountered something, you know, that I have no idea. Nibiru and that concept, the Hopi and their songs talk about the red and blue Kachina. What comes to mind in that concept is redshift and something going through our solar system so quickly we see it in a redshift form of going from red to blue and the red to blue Kachina. Now, I don't know that. You know, all I can do is try to put the data together the best I can. And I can say this, that the there is earth changes occurring now. I don't know what the weather's like in Texas, but here in Oregon, we had snow yesterday. We've never had snow past Christmas, New Year's. You know, we get right in that region. That's, if we're going to get snow in the valley here, that's when it will happen. And it happens every couple, 10 years. We had snow yesterday in March. Now, I don't understand how what's going on. I know that Antarctica itself is melting and that the weather patterns, because of the ocean currents being stopped, have somehow centered in and around the central of Europe, and they're getting hammered.
Now, hold that thought. We'll be back after this break.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. You were asking about the weather here. February, we had 9 days of at least 80 degrees. And it was about 6 weeks ago, before we had our first freeze, we hadn't had fall here. The leaves were still on the trees. So after that first freeze, the trees lost their leaves, and now it's been so warm, they're already coming back. So it's not been a normal winter.
I don't know what to say about all of that. I think there's going to be a day after tomorrow. I can, from a physics point of view, there is no way it cannot happen in order for the saline part of the ocean has changed. That will absolutely cause a day after tomorrow. It's a point where the weather has to reboot and reset the ocean currents as they used to be, or, you know, set an ocean current pattern. The Gulf Stream is gone. All of it's gone. How does that happen? In my lifetime, I've seen it happen. And here we are. And so there will be, just like in the movie, a day after tomorrow. It won't last more than 10 or 14 days, maybe. You're going to need 10 feet if you remain in the Northern Hemisphere, just like in the movies. You're going to need at least 10 feet between you and the surface of the Earth. And when you come up, pretty much all the seed is going to be dead in the soil, which means you have to go down into the Earth with that. That's one of the reasons why that repository over in Sweden or wherever it is now socking up, literally, at this moment, with seed. So I don't know why they don't inform the public and allow individuals to prepare for their maker in their own ways. I don't know why they don't do that. It's as a for our own good and to prevent panic, so that the panic will only occur in the last moment. That's crazy. And actually, the correct way to approach all of this is that we have an opportunity to restructure the infrastructures that we currently enjoy. And so we have an opportunity here to change the way we're living. Survival is such that man will always, at some level, survive. There will be blood, and there will be panic and sorrow. But in fact, in some ways, I'm looking forward to a change, because even when you said I wouldn't want to be a child now, I'm not sure why I want to be here now with all this nonsense going on in disclosure. I have always searched. I was a seeker. That's why I seek spiritual enlightenment. I've always wanted to know, and now I'm realizing that many things, like knowing God, is something you can't prove. You have choice. And that choice is what made us man, to be distinguished from machine. And so one of the things I have a deep concern about is NASA predicting that the marriage between man and machine, transhumanism, will begin literally in 2023. That is absolutely most likely going to happen. And that, when we have barcodes and we have identifications like that, that is what I would call the mark of the beast. And so here we are at the end of days, and I want to remain human, because a machine, for example, when you become more machine-like, you lose as much as you gain. And the one thing I do not want to lose is feeling pleasure when I beat someone in chess.
It's John Reagan with Dr. Rich Nella Miller. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.